All right, this ticker brought to you by Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law and Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. Since this time slot is typically held down by dad joke legend Norm Hitzkiss and our White Elephant Show captain Craig Jr. Miller is a new father, I've decided to go ahead and read some jokes in lieu of sports news. How much does it cost Santa to park his sleigh? Nothing, because it's on the house. What country's capital is growing the fastest? That would be Ireland. Every day it's Dublin. Why couldn't the bike stand up by itself? Because it was too tired. That was for you, Craig. Where does spaghetti go to dance? A meatball. Why did the ATM make a pizza? It already had the dough on hand. A ham sandwich walks into a bar, orders a beer. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." Why did chicken coops only have two doors? Because if they had four, it would be a sedan. A chicken sedan. And remember, the boneless chicken is always the easiest to catch. This ticker is service of Mullen & Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at MullenandMullen.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. Let's get this show started. The Ticket Ticker. Earlier this hour, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy said the Cowboys are currently COVID-free. Also, Randy Gregory and Neville Gallimore are both healthy and practicing today. That's enough sports. Here's more jokes that will knock you square on your ass. Singing in the shower is a lot of fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera. How does one follow Will Smith in the snow? You simply follow the Fresh Prince. The guy that invented the knock-knock joke won the Nobel Prize. A skeleton walks into a bar and tells the bartender, "I'll have one beer and a mop." I asked my dog, "What's 2 minus 2? He said nothing. Last week I was carded at a liquor store and my Blockbuster card fell out of my wallet and the cashier said, "Never mind." The wife is mad because I have no sense of direction, so I packed up my stuff and write. And remember, P1s, all jokes are dad jokes when they become apparent. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Sean Bass, and I'll see you in hell.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station. The Ticket Ticker.
All right, we asked the mighty P and insane P1 last night what would be the dumbest white elephant ticker idea of all time, and you bastards are out of your minds. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by the Diamond Factory and Sante Center for Healing. Hundreds came in. It was beautiful. Here's your top 10. Number 10, make yourself cry by any means possible by the end of your ticker. Actually consider that. Number 9, just stir some spaghetti and hum. Idea number 8, read scores but never say any team names, which is brilliant, and I almost did it. Number 7, sing Nickelback song Photograph in its entirety. I practiced this one twice last night. It was a no-go. Idea number 6, unfiltered Eli Jordan. Idea 5, get a tattoo on air of Jake getting a little peep tattoo on the bottom of his foot. I kind of really love that idea. Idea number 4, edging ticker. Idea number 3, just read salaries for every on-air personality. I'd love to, but that's kept very private from the tier I'm currently on. Idea number 2 for worst ticker idea of all time, interactive butt plug. Fernando holds the controller. Idea number 1 was ticket Twitter. Just read off as many tweets off your timeline as you can. That's a terrible idea. Who would do such a thing? This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Mullen and Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at MullenandMullen.com. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Shale Saroy. May all your pudding be figgy. The Ticket
Ticker. Hey, you ever want to just barge into your unsuspecting boss's office and ask him if you have a future with this company or if you're just going to tread water for the next decade? This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Triple C Roofing and Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1. Catman! Yo. What are you listening?
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
Well, I barged in a little hard. Huh?
Yeah, the mic's breaking.
Have him go closer.
All right, he's right here. I got it. I'm going
to
get him to stand up and come here. Simple question, Kat. Do you think I'll ever be a full-time host at this station?
Simple answer, no.
Simple follow-up. Going to be tough on that one. Okay. Well, okay, simple answer. I can't deal with that. If Norm retires, does 10 to 12 stay a shift then, or what are we going to do with that?
Probably expand the musers to go 5:30 to 7.
So really, me being a host at this station has never actually been discussed by upper management or anybody at all?
No, we can all dream and just look at this wonderful White Elephant Day. You're getting an opportunity now to keep practicing.
Kind of thought that would go a whole lot better. This is a disaster. It doesn't work. The mic doesn't work. Someone save us.
Read a sponsor.
So, this is brought to you by...
Brought to you by Wireless Technological Advancement throughout the recent years, and also brought to you by the Roland Technology Group. Roland Technology Group is a proud sponsor of this year's Normathon. If your company is looking for 24/7 flat rate, all-inclusive DFW-based technology support and cybersecurity, call Roland Tech at 972-642-9025 or visit RolandTech.com today to schedule a consultation.
This ticker brought to you by McShann Florist and Deep Elm Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde. In sports news, the Mavericks lost to the Nets last night. Now, of course, the Brooklyn Nets, no longer the New Jersey Nets, and before that they were the New York Nets, but only known as that in their first season in the NBA after the NBA-ABA merger. The Nets never brought with them Dr. J to the NBA as he became a 76er, but not before winning the ABA slam dunk contest at McNichols Arena in Denver, beating David Thompson, George Gervin, Larry Keenan, and Artis Gilmore, the A-Train, who is one of the most underrated big men in the history of the sport. His 22.7 rebounds per game career average is still an NCAA record, and as a pro, Wilt, Kareem, Moses, and Bill Russell are the only to grab more rebounds than Artis Gilmore. Trivia, Gilmore married his high school sweetheart, whose name was Enola Gay, also the name of the first U.S. plane to drop an atomic bomb during wartime. 2 years after the Enola Gay dropped her payload, the NBA crowned its first ever champion, the Philadelphia Warriors, coached by Eddie Gottlieb, a man with the same initials as Enola Gay. I just got chills. Gottlieb was actually Ukrainian, so the first ever championship coach in league history wasn't an American. The NBA's international flavor was there from the start. Although, if you want to get technical about it, those first three seasons, the league was called the BAA, the Basketball Association of America. It wasn't until 1950 that the name changed to the NBA, with the Minneapolis Lakers winning the title that year. But this season is the 75th anniversary season, so the league considers their first official season to be 1947, when it was the BAA. During this 75th anniversary season, expect to see a lot of great trips down memory lane, old footage, and Dirk is among those who will serve as league ambassador during the 75th anniversary campaign. And again, our lead story, Dirk's old team, the Mavericks, lost to the Nets last night at the AAC. This stream of consciousness ticker brought to you by Bottle Rockets. Tonight, watch the Mavs take on the Memphis Grizzlies on North Dallas's biggest and best screens, Bottle Rockets, at the Shops at Legacy Southside. Food, drinks, elevated game, watching at Bottle Rockets. More info at BottleRocketsBar.com. Keep your ears listening to the ticket. The Ticket Ticker. As we look back at 2021, we now pay tribute to some of the notable sports figures we lost this year as we present our In Memoriam Ticker. Henry Aaron, the biggest sports death of the year, the one-time home run king, 25-time All-Star, perhaps the greatest baseball player of all time. Floyd Little, the All-American at Syracuse, Hall of Fame running back with the Broncos. Paul Westfall, five-time NBA All-Star with the Suns. Tommy Lasorda, the lovable Dodgers manager who won the series in 81 and 88. Don Sutton, Hall of Fame pitcher who won 324 career games, 14th all-time. Leon Spinks, former heavyweight champ who dealt Muhammad Ali one of his five losses. Marty Schottenheimer, the NFL coach who never won the big one, but won more than 200 games. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, one of the great middleweights of all time with a 63-3-2 record. Elgin Baylor, one of the greatest players in NBA history who averaged 27 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists for his career. Howard Schnellenberger, The football coach who got it all started at the U, winning their first national title in school history at Miami in 1983. Mark Eaton, Utah Jazz All-Star and All-Defensive Team 7'4" center. Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff, wrestling legend and one of the four main headliners at the first WrestleMania. J.R. Richard, Houston Astros fireballing right-hander who twice led the NL in strikeouts. Bobby Bowden, legendary Florida State football coach, two-time national champion, second winningest coach of all time. Sam Huff, New York Giants linebacker and face of the NFL in the 1950s. And Lee Elder, four-time winner on the PGA Tour, Ryder Cup member, and the man who broke the color barrier at the Masters.
Hey, we had a really, really good man die this weekend, Bill Glass. Bill Glass was a wonderful, wonderful player in the NFL, and then he started a prison ministry decades ago and devoted his life to that prison ministry. The world lost a fine, fine man this weekend in Bill Glass. Can I tell you one other thing? Two other things quickly?
Sure.
Mayor Bear made the Jumbotron.
Okay, thank you, Norm. This is we're keeping it in memoriam.
Or Jumbotron dude.
Here's hoping we won't have any sports deaths in 2022. The Ticket
Ticker. Hello. This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com, and by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde. And this Ticket Ticker features the verses from the hit song Bring the Noise and the lyrical mastery of Chuck D that were first memorized by me in 1987. But let's not kid ourselves. There's no way I still remember it all, so I might actually read a little bit of it. But let's do it to the ticker bed. Yeah, boy. Verse 1. Bass, how low can you go? Death row, what a brother knows. Once again, back is the incredible. Rhyme animal, the incredible. D, public enemy number 1. 5-0 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell you that I never really had a gun, but it's the wax that the Terminator X spun. Now they got me in a cell, because my records they sell. Because a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you ought to listen to what he can say to you, what you ought to do. Follow for now, power of the people say. Make a miracle, D, pump the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out. Yeah, y'all, come on, here we go again. Turn it up, bring the noise. Turn it up, bring the noise. Verse 2. Never badder than bad, because the brother is madder than mad at the fact that corrupts as a senator. Soul on a roll, but you treat it like soap on a rope, because the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters now across the country has me up for this war. We've got to demonstrate, come on now, they're going to have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations, I question their blackness. They call themselves black, but we'll see if they play this. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Verse 3. Get from in front of me. The crowd runs to me. My DJ is warm. He's X. I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So what the ride? The glide should be much safer than a suicide. Soul control. Beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what you, you call a band, man. Make it a music. Abuse it if you can't do it. You know, you got to call them demos, but we ride limos too. What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono. Beat is for Yoko Ono. Run DMC first set. A DJ can be a band, stand on its own feet, get you out of your seat. Beat is for Eric B and L. L as well. Hell, wax is for Anthrax. Still, I can rock bells. Ever forever, universal, it will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the noise. Should we do verse 4?
No!
From coast to coast, you've got to stop being like a comatose. Stand, my man, the beat's the same with a boost toast. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why you ask. Roll with the rock stars, you'll never get accepted as. We've got to plead the fifth, we can investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, posse's in effect, got flavor. Terminator X to sign checks, play to get paid. We got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Hear the drummer get wicked. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Mullen and Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen and Mullen, personal injury law firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at mullenandmullen.com. And I'm Bob, and that's a ticker. Enjoy. The Ticket Ticker. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com, and Deep Ellum Brewing Company, and Dallas Blonde, and it's 154 on the ticket.
Bob's World, soccer, NFL, Bob's World, F1, golf, Bob's World, Big Green Egg, flip-flops, Bob's World, Peloton, Hispanic girls, it's the Bob's World theme song.
Well,
now
with all due
Bob.
Yeah, thank you. With all due respect to Hispanic girls and Peloton, I'd like to talk a little Big Green Egg here in my remaining time here in the Ticket Ticker. In my year and a half as a smoker of fine meats, I have tried several options. I have found that the pork butt, the pork shoulder, the pulled pork is the easiest of the meats to get right. It's about a 10-hour cook, más o menos. Might go 8, raise it up to 10. Get that thing to 270 degrees. That's what you want to do. You want to put a nice pork shoulder right there in the center of the smoker and just kind of let it go. Just low and slow. And for pulled pork, the standard rule of thumb, 1/3, maybe 1/2 pound per person serving. So, you know, if you're trying to serve, let's go and say 10 people. Let's look at about a 5-pound pork shoulder and just go on from there. Or you'll have some nice leftovers. Now, what you want to do is you want to let it just sit for a little while. Then maybe some apple vinegar, apple cider vinegar, you know, a little spray to just keep it a little moist. We're going to wrap it at about 8 hours. But before, to get that bark right, we want a little 50-50 salt and black pepper as a slather and rub. And we want to ultimately get it up to a 200-degree temperature. Now, you can pull it at 180 to 190. It can be great. You can serve the meat at 165, but it won't be tender enough to pull apart. So you just low and slow. At about 8 hours, we'll wrap it when the fat cap splits. Wrap it in foil. Dull side out. Don't forget that. And when you're done, it should feel like it's like a melted bag of butter. And then it's time to go let it rest for about 45, 60 minutes in a cooler is what I would do. Wrap it in a towel. And then, ladies and gentlemen, just get those sides right and be ready to pull the pork and to smile. There it is. There's your recipe. You'll enjoy it. Roland Technology Group is a proud sponsor of this year's Normathon. If your company is looking for a 24/7 flat rate, all-inclusive DFW-based technology support and cybersecurity, call Roland Tech at 972-642-9025 or visit Roland Tech today to schedule a consultation. And I am Bob Sturm, and that was a ticker. And no, I didn't almost say that, Jer, so knock it off.
This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by the Diamond Factory and Deep Ellum Brewing Company, Dallas Blonde. Hit it, Jer.
I'm in a theater watching plays. Last night got lost in a corn maze. Love Jodie Foster in Contact. Went to a metal show, white people had it packed. Might cut the cord, watch shows on Sling. Take a trip, how about to Hot Springs? It may be fun to fly a kite. The weather's lovely, lots of pretty stars tonight. I'm going to white people land. I'm going to white people land. I'm riding birdies down. I'm skiing upside down. I'm going to white people land.
After a dip before lunchtime, the Dow has rallied to 35,731.12, up 11.69 points today after the news of the Pfizer vaccine. Let's check the levels on area lakes. Lake Arlington, almost 4 feet below normal at 546.13 feet. Joe Pool Lake is less than a foot below average at 521.09 feet. Lake Ray Hubbard is at 434.31 feet, 1.19 feet below average. There's a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly after 2 p.m. in Vail, high near 42, east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. The chief executives of six cryptocurrency companies are testifying on Wednesday before the House Finance Services Committee about the promises, perils, and use of cryptocurrency. You can grab an 8-ounce jar of real mayonnaise on the internet for $2.69. And last but not least, two shows at the AAC this Saturday night as the Trans-Siberian Orchestra will play a matinee at 3:30 and then again at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available, so chop chop. This ticker brought to you by Mullen & Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at mullenandmullen.com.